Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, where we are in the meeting season. As we mentioned yesterday, it was the Wild World of Weeds workshop at the Fargo Dome. Dave Franzen described his soil and water management workshop at the Fargo Dome going on today, February 4th, of course, the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at the Fargo Dome, as we've been bragging about. Every farmer ought to be there on Tuesday, February 4th at the Fargo Dome. February 5th, we will be bragging up from Agronomy on Ice in Devil's Lake. That'll be an awesome event. Hopefully everybody will be able to join us, and you'll get a little fishing done, a little warm or cool beverages accomplished, and learn about agronomy on the ice up there in Devil's Lake. That is Wednesday the 5th. And then, of course, coming up the week after that, it's the National Farm Machinery Show. Louisville, Kentucky will be broadcasting from the Degelman booth there in Louisville for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, those middle days of February. End of this month, Commodity Classic San Antonio will be live from there. There's the International Crop Expo, the Ice Show, the week before in Grand Forks. So we're at a lot of these shows here. Thursday and Friday, there's a great little gathering in Fargo. It's called the Northern Plains Food and Farming Conference, and it's put on by the Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Association, and the executive director is Verna Kragness. Hello, Verna.
Hi there.
And tell us a little bit about, first of all, I think a lot of people know somewhat a little bit about the Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Association. Tell us a bit about the history of the organization and what your goals are.
Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Society was founded 40 years ago, celebrating 41 years next March. And basically it was started with a group of farmers who wanted to get together and support their interest in finding more natural, organic, and sustainable practices for farming and ranching. And so they've been meeting every winter since, as well as having summer field days. And there's a quarterly newsletter, and there's been active research on breeding seeds that are suitable for organic production, particularly cover crops, and also reintroducing some of the heirloom grains like emmer and einkorn back into market. So that's some of the history of Northern Plains.
All right.
Sustainable life.
Yeah. Is spelt in that category, too, of any of those heirloom?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yep. That makes a mean bread, that spelt.
Yes, good. It does.
Right. Okay, so Are there members of the Northern Plains Food and Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Society who are not organic farmers, or are you pretty much exclusively organic folks?
Well, there are some that are not organic, and many times we're a place where larger scale farmers who are really considering organic production, maybe to start, you know, with a field or two. To sort of start to look at how they might diversify some of their income streams. You know, we're a place which can be a home for those kinds of questions. And there's actually a great resource on our website that it's npsas.org that allows farmers to start to look at, well, what would it mean if I were to start to make a transition with just one of my fields. Can plug in your numbers and start to see, you know, the cost and benefit to making a transition. So, yes, we've got lots of a range of folks and interests and that are involved with Northern Plains.
Okay.
And I think we've been a go-to resource for those primarily interested in organic as well.
Okay. The Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Society, you're gathering the Food and Farming Conference Thursday and Friday at the Holiday Inn in Fargo. Is this kind of your annual meeting, or is this just more of an educational event?
There is an annual meeting, which is on Saturday. We're actually start Thursday with pre-conference workshops. The main workshops are Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
And then we have, for those that do stay over, we've got one last discussion Sunday morning before they take off.
Gotcha. All righty. Well, what are, now, when you start talking organic, the price for organic soybeans, the price for organic milk, there's a heck of a return on there, but it involves a little more work and a little more scrutiny in order to get those higher prices.
Right, it does, and takes a little time to make the transition. It takes 3 years to get certified, so it's something that, you know, it's been known to have real benefits, to be able to talk to other farmers that are doing it and facing challenges that you might face, and farmers talking to each other are the best way to get some good answers sometimes when they're trying to sort out, you know, how to make that kind of a switch.
So
we've got lots of time in the conference for conversations in the schedule, and also a great set of sponsors and vendors who are able to help answer some questions.
For sure. All right. A lot of times farmers either plant a certain crop or get into a certain ag entity where, you know, feeding hogs, feeding calves, chickens, turkeys, whatever, because of the profitability factor. And that, for a lot of members of the Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Society, the profits may not be the number one reason. They're more into it for the health of the soil or the general health of the farm.
Right. Yes, health can be a real motivator. You know, sometimes farmers start with facing health issues themselves or in their family, and they sort of wonder, well, what's this? The way that I practice farming, does that have a contribution? And from there, change can happen. So,
yeah,
there's different factors that help motivate people to go organic.
On the Friday and Saturdays of the Food and Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Society Food and Farming Conference, January 23rd through the 26th at the Holiday Inn, do you have any workshops on mental health?
We do. We have one that's stress, how to know if it's affecting me, and techniques to deal with it. Maggie Peterson is doing that particular workshop. A little bit related, that has to do with children who, by the way, are able to come to the conference for free. All their meals are covered as well with a generous donation from Ceres Trust. And basically, there is another one that is looking at how to help it's called Healing Generation RX, supporting our young people without psychiatric drugs.
Who you mentioned some of the sponsors who are in the Ceres Trust. Of course, they're helping the young people attend. Who are some of the other sponsors that you have who are supporting the Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Society?
We have North Central SARE, which is a sustainable ag research and education program. We have Nature Safe. And Farm Commons, CoBank, and Ceres Trust are the main sponsors. And then we have, I think there's about 50 exhibitors and sponsor booths in the vendor hall.
Okay, good. Well, there'd be reason to attend the conference. I guess is there a registration fee?
Yes, there is. At this point, it's $175 for the full conference, and $200 for the full conference, and $175 if you are a member. And you can sign up to be a member for $60 if you'd like to do that.
Okay.
And also the days, you can do a day registration fee. And also, you could also come just for the Thursday pre-conference workshops if you'd like. They're quite varied. There's two of them. One is on cultivating your legally resilient farm, which is Rachel Armstrong from Farm Commons. And then the other one is basically looking at all aspects of healthy soil, healthy soil sponge by D.D. Purcell.
Okay. Verna, hey, we're out of time, but again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, mostly Friday, Saturday, the Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Society's Food and Farming Conference at the Holiday Inn. I hope you have a big turnout, and I wish you lots of luck with the conference.
Register at the conference or give us a call at 218-331-4800. 4099.
All right. Thank you very much, Verna. Verna Kregness, Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Society. All right. And, of course, a reminder, next week, it's the KMOT Ag Expo. We'll be broadcasting live from the Legacy Seeds booth Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week from Minot. And we encourage you to join us there.